Tantor Audio presents Too Close to Home by Lynette Eason, narrated by Jeannie Canali. 1.
Wake up, partner,
the voice rumbled in his ear as Connor Wolfe's sleep-drugged mind struggled to keep up.
We've found another body in a dumpster behind the Bilo off East Main.
He shifted the phone and glanced at the clock. The number 208 glared at him. Great. Just the way he wanted to start his Monday morning. Be right there. He hung up and closed his eyes for a brief moment before gathering the energy to swing his feet to the floor. 2 hours of sleep. Well, he'd gone with less.
However, at the age of 42, he seemed to feel the lack a lot more than he did 10 years ago.
Shaking his head to fling off the fog of interrupted sleep, he headed for the shower, wondering if he should wake up Jenna, his 16-year-old daughter, or just hope she slept through the rest of the night. He settled on leaving her a note. 15 minutes later, hair still damp, he directed his unmarked Ford toward the crime scene. His partner, Andrew West, would meet him there. First a cop, then a homicide detective with SLED, the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division. Connor had seen a lot in relation to crime, but this case had him by the throat and wouldn't let go. 6 disappearances and now 3 dead bodies and very limited evidence. The first girl disappeared 16 months ago. When the second victim disappeared 2 months later, speculation ran rampant. Were the vanishings related? Then the third girl, Leslie Saunders, disappeared 5 weeks after that, and SLED had taken over the case. Connor had been the lead detective assigned to it, not only because it was his hometown, but because he'd also requested it. He had a lot of contacts, and he hoped he'd be...